The first week in May marked this year's International Compost Awareness Week. Started in 1995, it's the largest and most comprehensive education initiative of the compost industry, with this year's theme being Grow, Eat, Compost, Repeat. Locally, Albany City Mayor Kathy Sheehan has partnered with Friends of Trevally Preserve and the Radix Ecological Sustainability Center to provide education and resources for backyard composting, food scrap drop-off, and full-service food scrap collection. I spoke with Hope Labonte, an environmental educator focusing on compost education at Radix, where she gave me a breakdown of the city's new composting initiative and just what compost is all about.
My first introduction of composting probably was over 15 years ago when I was a kid. My parents composted and I didn't really understand the significance of it. I mean, I just knew it was something cool and good for the environment, but I didn't really understand much about compost really until the last year or two. And I've studied environmental science and gone to school for it. And I, even now, you know, 15 years later, I'm just finally starting to understand and make sense of really like what compost is and why it's so important. So composting is the process of taking our food scraps and waste and diverting it from the landfill. It's actually a little bit more, it's pretty simple, but it's also pretty complicated in other ways scientifically. But simply, it's just breaking down food waste and natural scraps that otherwise would be broken down in the environment if humans didn't take it and put it to a landfill. So composting is this kind of term that we use, but really it's what happens naturally in the environment. It's what would happen if you're in a forest and the leaves fall on the ground and sticks fall on the ground. The forest would naturally decompose those materials and turn it into soil for the forest floor. Now, since we live in this modern world where everything is divided up into compartmentalized structures in society, we now get our food and we don't just throw it on the ground in the forest. We put it in a trash can. So composting is kind of taking a step back and saying, should we be throwing our waste in a trash can? Should we be taking up space in a landfill? Why are we doing that? So with composting, we've analyzed what would happen naturally and kind of are trying to get back to that. A lot of people used to think of compost as kind of just being a soil amendment. You take compost, you take the food scraps, and you add some wood chips, you break it down and put it in the soil, and that helps your plants grow. And that's great, and that is what composting is, but it's also so much more. And we're learning so much more about compost now and about the significance of soil regeneration. A lot of what is being talked about now, instead of just and organic gardening is being kind of the cool thing to do, it's now regenerative agriculture, and it's not only making things sustainable, but making it even better than before. And what a lot of people might not understand about compost is that it's not just a natural fertilizer, but it's also an inoculant or a way for microbes to be spread around the earth. When we compost, that process is being done by bacteria and fungus, as well as other organisms in the compost. And the bacteria work as a role of breaking down the food really quickly, and fungus also break down the food. And not only do they break down these food scraps, but they also can break down toxins in our environment. And that's really important. I've learned in the last year or so that different microbes can actually store things like lead. And by composting, we can reduce our lead in our soils, which is huge for environmental health and justice, especially in cities. So I think the conversation has shifted a little bit more from like, oh, let's compost to grow organic vegetables, to let's compost to heal the soil. Let's compost to heal the earth.
Is there an easier way to incorporate composting into our everyday lives if it's something that we've never done before?
I think that in terms of separating your compost and just starting out, I think what I like to do in my kitchen, it doesn't have to be a lot. So you can just take, if you're cooking, say carrots and you're making a stir fry, you have a little carrots and little broccoli. I just like to take the ends of that and just like put it aside in a little container. Here at Radix, we actually have compost containers that we can sell just for your kitchen. It has a little filter on it. It's probably about a 1 gallon container with a lid on it. It makes it super easy to just throw your food scraps in and just have them put aside. In terms of composting for the community, Radix has a number of options. For one, we have compost education, where you can go onto our website and find out more information about composting. In addition, we have some bins outside, and these compost bins that you might see at the front of Radix now are a free and easy way for local members of the community to drop off their compost and have us do the composting for them. So if you're new to composting or really just don't have space or time to do the composting, we have a free and easy way to do that. And you can just drop off any food scraps that are vegetarian, no meat, dairy, bones, or plastics, no toxins, and we'll take it in and we'll process it here on site.
And for those that can't make it here on site, you now have a pickup service that you're doing as well, right?
Yes, about $15 a month. And a Radix member will come and pick up your compost once a week. We actually have a new way of picking up our compost. Before, we used to do it by our cars. And now we're super excited because we have a new electric-powered, zero-emission bicycle that will come pick up your compost.
After speaking with Hope, I took a nice walk around the grounds and stopped for a visit with the many chickens and ducks. I eventually ran into Scott Kellogg, Executive Director of the Radix Center, who gave me some more insight into the compost collecting eco-bikes.
The reason to do community-based compost collection is the potential for local job creation. So if you can have a vehicle that doesn't require its driver to have a driver's license, then that hugely expands the range of people who could be employed doing food scraps collection. So 2017, we got a grant from the New York State Pollution Prevention Institute to purchase a cargo e-bike, which is one of the two electric vehicles we currently had doing pickup. So that's a bicycle that pulls a 6-foot trailer that's designed to have 18-gallon Rubbermaid totes put in the back. So we've been using that since 2017. And the other, purely from a practical standpoint, it's so much easier to do collections in high-density urban neighborhoods with a bicycle or a tricycle than it is to bring a car, especially doing, for instance, Center Square in Albany. There's nowhere to park. There's nowhere to pull off to the side of the road. I did the compost collection myself for years, and it's such a hassle to find a place where you can even get off to the side, even with your hazards on, to go collect the food scraps without some car coming up behind you and honking at you, and it's quite stressful. With the bike, you can get right up on the sidewalk and just boom, 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 go down a line of houses and just collect the food scraps. So much less stressfully and so much faster, too. Just not having to contend with traffic, just to avoid all of that. You know, and it has a top speed of 25 miles an hour, but the thing is, really, inside of a city, you don't really need to be going faster than that anyway. So the bike is great. However, it's limited in its range and it's limited in its weight capacity, which is still pretty good, you know. But we wanted to, what would it take to really do the whole city? We finally decided to make the purchase of the Radboro. The bicycle we have is the Rad Wagon. This is the Radboro. They're both manufactured by Rad Power Bikes, which is a company based out of Seattle. And purchased a used Radboro. They're actually pausing the production of them right now because of COVID. You can't really buy bicycle parts anywhere right now in the whole country. But the Radboro is awesome. It is it's a cargo tricycle that has a 700-pound payload capacity, which is huge. It's got a big box on the back so we can stack up bins inside of it, and it has a door that latches shut. And it has a huge flat battery that sits on the bottom of the chassis, which is much bigger than the battery that the bicycle is capable of carrying. So this can actually operate all day on a single charge, whereas the bike we're actually ordering a second battery for the bike, but it's much more limited in how far it can go and how much it can carry. So we are currently have both the bike and the trike out, and that's doing probably 95% of food scraps collection that we're doing in the city of Albany right now.
The Radix Ecological Sustainability Center is located at 153 Grant Street at the corner of Warren and Grant Street in Albany, New York. To get involved in the Community Compost Initiative, Albany residents can sign up at radixcenter.org. This has been Jody Cowan for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.